Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Get past that. Remind me to talk to who I need to talk to get interest music fixed because it's playing really low. But welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 29. I am Big Daddy, your host. My co-host, Felicia Brown, is in the house once again.
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
I want to thank you all for listening in last week and calling in last week. We went an hour and 50 minutes last week. It was one of our highest rated shows we had. And all we did was just talk about what the hell is going on in the world and, you know, the different things that went on. And it's still going on today. And I don't want to lose that momentum. So we're going to talk about this again today. We're also going to talk about the WWE draft, which is tomorrow, SmackDown Live. We're going to talk about Brock Lesnar and his recent troubles. And we're going to do a couple of movie critiques because I'm going to critique The Purge election year, and Felicia and I will critique Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? But here's where we're going to start today. And my heart is still so heavy behind what's been going on. And then when I see people, because I was watching something today, this CNN reporter is black, CNN reporter, I want to say his name is Don Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an African-American sergeant who I think he was a New Orleans sergeant or whatever. But he was on the show, and they were talking, and he was saying how the Black Lives Matter movement is a murderous movement, and it's terroristic. And he was speaking very badly about it. And the guy was doing the interviewing was pretty much trying to stay positive with it, but this police sergeant was just so pissed and so upset, and he's going on and on, and they couldn't even have a decent conversation about it. I'm not condoning the killing of policemen. Three policemen were murdered yesterday at Baton Rouge, and the guy who did the murder, there's a video that's up on World Star, and I don't normally condone people going on World Star, but I do here and there just to get my ratchet fixed. But the guy who did the murderings put a video up on Ratchet Star, on World Star, saying that he was not affiliated with any groups whatsoever. So he wasn't affiliated with Black Lives Matter. He wasn't a member of ISIS. He wasn't a member of anything. He was just a guy who was out of his mind and was upset about what was going on, and he decided to murder these three cops. And let me put a pin there. I want to announce our other co-host, Faye Jackson. How you doing, Faye?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's Faye.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
We were just talking about everything that's been going on. These last couple weeks. Well, now I ain't going to say these last couple weeks. We've just been going on and how, you know, the hotbed of stuff that's been going on. And, you know, the recent killing of these three police officers in Baton Rouge. And you didn't get a chance to call in last week. Felicia and I gave our opinions on what was going on. Faye, what's your opinion about everything that's going on as far as what's happened in Baton Rouge, what happened in Dallas, what happened in Michigan? What's your opinion?
Well, I just think it's going too far. Everything is just going too far. As far as what the police is doing and as far as the retaliation of it. It's to a point where we're almost at a civil war, and I'm uncomfortable with that.
Yes.
When there are other
yes.
things going on around the world, you know, you just had that thing that just happened over in Nice, France on Bastille Day, the stuff that's going on in
yes.
Turkey, and it's like we're trying to support them. We're giving them love and support, but in our own home front, we're basically at a civil war, and it's scary. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. And it's so upsetting. And I spoke about this last week a lot, and I know I got a little emotional with it as I was speaking. But when you have children who are now adults who go out into the world, it's frightening. I'm afraid I might not see grandchildren because of what the situation is now. And it is a civil war going on. And it's not even about the Black Lives Matter movement against the cops. And it shouldn't even be about that. I don't know why they try to make this a us versus them type of thing. And Felicia, you
and
had a strong feeling about
the
that.
Media. The media is making it out as it's just, first they're trying to say that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, and it's not a terrorist group at all. It's just a group of folks, mainly African American, but there are other mixtures in this group that are just saying enough is enough with this police brutality. They're not going out and making these big riot scenes. It's
yes.
other people that's taking the situation way out of control with the Dallas shooting, with Baton Rouge shooting. That's the ones, they're not even associated with Black Lives Matter. They're trying to make it seem as they are, but they're not. These are just men that are doing it on their own.
Yes.
We have no reason why they're doing it. We don't know why they're targeting the police besides the fact that they are the police. Frustrating. It's
yes.
bad on both ends. Like, I'm sure Black Lives Matter don't want to be known as a terrorist group. And why are they seen as a terrorist group when there are actual terrorists like ISIS? What's the point of ISIS? Don't need to attack the U.S. They're saying we're destroying each other.
Sure, no. I was saying, Felicia, you had a strong opinion about this as far as Black Lives Matter and people not exactly understanding what it stands for. And that was some of your issue, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, I was just kind of clearing up what Black Lives Matter really means. But they said something about the media, and she's absolutely right. I actually saw something today that said the guy that did the shootings in Louisiana, he was not, you know, intending to shoot police at all. He was involved in a totally unrelated incident, and he just didn't want to, you know, come peacefully and go to jail, I guess. So he actually just started shooting police. I don't know, you know, how truthful that is, but it sounds like an incident that was just, you know, ironic for the timing. And, you know, a lot of people are fed up, but the media is definitely kind of taking the attention off of what the real issue is. And you see,
yes.
like, our political candidates using it. You see, you know, other things being used as a kind of like a decoy to get our mind off of it. You got Pokemon Go, ironic timing for its release. It's just a lot of stuff that we need to be aware of. And I think that we need to, like they say, wake up and stop looking at the surface and, you know, start thinking and using our heads. And I saw the mother of Alton Sterling. She gave a really riveting like, plea to everyone. She was like, you know, this is not the answer, all this killing. She was like, I know what it's like to get that phone call of a loved one who has been taken away. So retaliating by taking away someone's father, someone's mother, you know, someone's son is not the answer. You know, it really doesn't help. So I just thank her for putting that out there the way she did. We are fed up, but there are other ways to you know, get this done.
Yes. And there was something said last week on my show, and I wanted to clear it up. We had a caller call in who was beaten by the police, by the Delaware County Police. And he said something at the end of his statement that kind of bothered me. So I wanted to correct that, that we here don't condone violence. And we definitely don't condone the killing of police or anything like that. The caller pretty much said that if something like this happens in Philadelphia, we were going to burn the town down. And we can't stand behind that. And I wanted to correct that. I don't stand behind that. It makes no sense to burn down our own neighborhoods behind something that we can't control. Like,
right.
And I hate to throw this out there, but I watched Straight Outta Compton like 3 times this past weekend. It's on HBO, and I watched it 3 times over.
Same here.
What'd you say?
Same here.
After the Rodney King beatings, they burned down their own neighborhood that they had
right.
to rebuild. And we shouldn't do that. Like, we should learn from that incident that let's not go down and burn down our own neighborhoods. Let's not go kick in the door at the Korean store or the poppy store or the bodegos or whatever you call them. Let's not do that. Let's focus our attention in a positive way. And that's where it's getting lost. And I understand we're hurt. People are, you know, black people are dying in the streets. Now the police have died. There are good police. Not all police are bad.
Exactly.
You got to understand that. And we still, like, trust, believe, if somebody broke in my house right now, the first person I'm going to call is the cops. I ain't going to hold you. So the police, if you try to teach your kids the police are your friends, and there's an incident, the police are your friends, and the police aren't making it easy by doing what they're doing to teach this to your children, but you also, you want your children to know that it is the law, and we have to live by the law, and not saying that these people who died in the street weren't law-abiding citizens. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is those particular police went too far, but all police
mm-hmm.
aren't bad. That's what I'm saying. And we can't burn everything down because a couple of buttheads. And that's what we can't do. And there was something else I seen on World Star, and I thought it was funny. There was a news segment about this cop. Well, these 4 cops went into this restaurant to eat, and they're sitting there eating. And a black couple came in and were going to be seated next to the cops. The black couple said, no, we're not going to sit here. And they moved somewhere else. They went to the other side of the restaurant, and one of the black cops that was sitting at the table said, we're not going to hurt you. You know, you can sit here. It's okay. But they decided to sit on the other side of the restaurant. And when the cops had finished their meal, they bought those people their dinner and wrote on the bill, you know, just know that the police just paid for your dinner. Thanks for your support. And I'm sitting there looking at this like, that was a bit much. One, why was that even newsworthy? And two, I understand that the cops was trying to, you know, ease these people's minds or whatever, or maybe he was being sarcastic, but it didn't have to be done. If these people didn't feel comfortable sitting next to these people, it's not the couple's fault. It's pretty much the fault of the police that these people are scared now.
Right.
And I think if it would have been me coming into a restaurant like that and I would have seen 4 cops sitting there, I might would have been a little leery. But I digress. But anybody wants to call in, please call it again with your opinions and views about what's going on. Faye, Felicia, y'all got anything to say on this matter before we move on?
You were absolutely right. I saw another thing on Facebook where people were trying to do this thing where every day they boycott, you know, a store or a chain of stores or McDonald's just as a way to, you know, make a statement. That doesn't help at all. You know, I told my sister that because she wanted me to boycott Target, I believe. Sorry for mentioning the name, if, you know, if anybody gets offended. But I said, you know, you work in retail. What if they want us to boycott your store? You know, taking a check out of an African-American or another minority or anybody's pocket or taking food off of somebody's table is not going to help the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, go forward. It's not going to help make a point. So boycotting stores and boycotting businesses does not help, you know, this movement at all. So everyone, please stop. Don't be a sheep, you know. Just do your own research. Express your own views. Form your own views outside of the media and the news because they are feeding you what they want you to believe. Just form your own opinions, please, and do not follow what other people do and what they're saying. Research any news stories you are hearing. Do not just post them. Please just research.
Yep. And just to kind of reiterate what you said, it's kind of like when people, and it's probably a little off topic, but not really, but it's kind of like when people, when me and Honey or anybody want to order a pizza or something, and somebody's like, oh, let's order Papa John's, and people be like, oh, I tell people I don't eat Papa John's. Not that it's not tasty, I just don't eat Papa John's. And they were like, why you don't eat Papa John's? Like, I'd rather just eat anything else. But if you know the history behind the owner, I tell people, I just tell people, Google him and learn why. You like, but I'm not going out telling everybody, don't eat Papa John's. Like, if you like Papa John's, go for it. It's just for me and what I stand for and what I know about him. I refuse to give him any of my money. But
guess what?
Anybody else, have to do your own research. Yeah, you just got to do your own research and look up things on him that will pop up. And then you will probably be like, well, I'm not supporting this man either.
Guess what?
He's not
it's
what 50% he's
off.
But if you like it,
you like it. 90 points.
Are they still doing that this season?
I don't know yet.
They might
know.
Have a new
you know,
deal.
Might change it.
Yeah. I think they should.
But you know, as far as last season, yeah, Papa John's is 50% off your bill if this is going over 90 points.
Yeah.
But footnote real quick, I almost forgot. I want to give kudos to a group of NBA players. Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Chris Paul, and I'm missing somebody. Who was the fourth one?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, thank you. These guys stood in front of the ESPYs, and they spoke about what we just got done talking about, and kudos to them. That wasn't scheduled. They asked to do that. It wasn't ESPN. It wasn't the ESPYs that asked them to do it. These four brothers stood together on stage, spoke their minds because they wanted to do it. And I appreciate that. And more stars, African-American stars, have to come out their box and do exactly that on these platforms. Just like, you know who I'm about to mention, the light-skinned brother.
Oh, Jesse Williams.
Thank you. Just like he did. He used his platform to speak his mind. These brothers did the exact same thing, and it has to happen more. They really have to start to donate and put back into the community. You made millions of dollars. Give back. Start a fund. Maybe if we can fund and get an investigation going to educate these police to do better, something has to be done. But excuse me. I really appreciated that and what they did, and now it's huge. And it reminded me of, and I'm saying this real quick, then I'm going to go to commercial. Reminded me of an episode of The Boondocks where Martin Luther King wasn't murdered, and he was just in a coma. And he was hanging out with Raleigh, and they wanted to educate people, so they had the Martin Luther King, and it wasn't supposed to be a party. It was just supposed to be them talking about what we need to do, but it turned into a great big ratchet party. So Martin Luther King gets over on stage and gives this speech after he called everybody a bunch of niggas, and he gives this speech to be cool. And then he says, guess what? I'm going to Canada. And he moved to Canada. And after that, people started to take notice, and a group of the NBA players said they wasn't playing unless, you know, this would be done. And it was a revolution that went on after Martin Luther King gave the speech. And that's what I think needs to be done. We have to have a positive revolution happen and start to educate our children, get them away from VH1, get them away from MTV and all the negative stuff that's portrayed, and get them moving in a positive direction so they can take over, because we're getting older now. We're to the point now where, you know, I know I'm 45, so I'm thinking about later years, grandkids, retirement, this, that, and the fourth. Our kids, it's time for them to take over. I don't see any of these kids have heart enough to take over or have the heart to go out and do anything, because we have babied them so bad and spoiled them so bad and sheltered them so bad that I don't know if they really got the cojones to go out there and do stuff in the community. I pray that they will. Now I'm off my soapbox. So we're going to take this first commercial break, and we'll be right back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 29.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message is brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 29. You know, I want to meet this Anthony Muscarella cat. I keep hearing his name every week. I wonder what he like and what he looked like. Just throwing that out there. But, tomorrow, SmackDown Live, and it will be a draft after all these years, and they put the roster back to one roster. They decided to split the rosters up again and have a draft. And everybody's, except for The Undertaker, and it's in, and the people that's out on injury will not be up in the draft. But Brock Lesnar's name was one of the names that will be involved in the draft. And I'm going to ask Felicia, and then I'm going to ask Fag. Felicia, if you had the number one draft pick, who would you pick? I already know who you want to say, but I want you to say it.
No question. And he better still be the reigning champ after tonight, but Mr. Dean Ambrose, I mean, he is the one that's been holding the company right now, I feel. And he can, you know, certainly help any show with their ratings, as he has, if you look at the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew her.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna start at the bottom and work my way to the top, because I'm a strategist. So I'm gonna start with Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
Yep. I'm starting from the bottom.
He's coming along though, you know, he's a silent little threat.
Exactly. I'm starting from the bottom. And I'll work my way up.
And I feel bad for him because he is over as all get out. And they keep dogging this man and kicking this man's ass. And I just feel bad for him.
I like him. Overall, wrestling-wise, personality, I think that's what I like about him. I like the personality. He's like a Long Island boy. He just had to take it to the little extreme. But at the end of the day, that's how Long Island guys really, like, portray themselves. And he's over with the crowd. The crowd still loves him, even after what he's been there for, 10 years now. People still love him. If I was like the general manager of SmackDown, I'll make him a top contender. People will watch.
I'm going to say Roman Reigns. I'm joking. That was a joke. Just try to poke the bear, but I know how Felicia feels about Roman Reigns. I was just playing.
I was about to leave.
What'd you say?
I was about to leave.
just a joke. I would go, and this is just me, I would go Kevin Owens. Because I like Kevin. I like Kevin's work, Kevin's mic work. I think you put a strap on him and allow him to be that antagonist type of heel, I think you could draw ratings. I think he could actually, he could talk. Two, he could put on a 3-4-star match. And he could carry your show. Because he is very entertaining. And he's young. Well, he's not that young, but he's young enough to where he's not going anywhere anytime. So, I mean, young in the company, not young in age. He's not like John Cena. And that's somebody who I wouldn't pick because Cena might have another year or two. And he's going to fade off he's going to go off into movies or whatever. And I see Brock Lesnar's name there, but do you really want to pick somebody? Like, I would pick Brock, but he wouldn't be my number one pick. If you really want to pick somebody, who's only going to wrestle 3 or 4 times a year. And on top of that,
right.
Robert, or Brock Lesnar, Felicia, you read, I didn't get a chance to really read the article, but you read the article. Did Brock get caught up in some type of drug mess?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed through all the articles. Brock Lesnar was apparently flagged, so I don't think anything was, like, confirmed, but he was flagged for doping, and I don't know if that is steroids or something else. I believe it's something else, judging by some of the other things that I've seen come out after that, but I guess they're trying to figure out if it is, you know, UFC related or if it's WWE related. So I'm not sure. And, you know, if it's UFC related, I don't think that really affects, you know, his standing within WWE. So I don't know.
But you know what? Even if he did get caught up, Vince is going to use him anyway.
Yep.
Because Roman
absolutely.
Reigns got caught, and Roman Reigns is going to be fighting in the main event this come Sunday. And they made light. I feel as though they made light of it. And anybody that ever got caught doping, I would be a little pissed at the way they treat Roman Reigns, because I've seen people get caught. They was kicked off of TV. They didn't do anything and wasn't getting paid. Now, Roman Reigns might not be getting paid, but he's still going to be on a pay-per-view at a main event, so he's still going to get money. I think
and why
just,
he only gets 30
business.
Days?
Absolutely.
He only
30 why?
Days. I don't know.
Why he only gets 30
I don't
days?
Know.
But Titus O'Neil got, like, 6 months for grabbing Vince McMahon.
Yep. You can't put your black hands on him, but you can do brown. I guess Samoan is not black enough, so he's still okay. But I digress on that. But I did want to touch on, say, Ring of Honor, 6-woman tag. I heard y'all burned the building down. Tell them where.
Well, I actually just got done watching the match myself. But just overall, Women of Honor, it was our first internet pay-per-view, and it was just with us, definitely. Like, not only the match I was in, but every single match was fantastic. The crowd was awesome. We didn't even expect the crowd to be that huge, and it was almost, it looked like it was like a sold-out house, which is amazing. And I was in a 6-woman tag. Unfortunately, I lost, but at the same time, I won at the same time, because I guess I caught the interest of major players and behind the scenes. So I guess stay tuned for that.
Oh, shucks. So you're going to get too big to even do our show anymore. I see where this is going.
Oh, please. Never that. But I will say Prince Nana was watching my match, and I guess he was intrigued. And so was Matt Damon. So there we go.
There you go. And big girls can fly.
Yep. Yep. We sure can.
Glad you
mentioned
to you.
Yes.
What did you say?
Thank you. I said big girls can fly too.
Yep. Want to say congratulations to you. You looked amazing. The outfit looked great. I love the outfit. You know, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And
thank you so
and
much.
And honestly, I'd rather watch Ring of Honor than watch TNA now. Before, I was more of a TNA person, but recently I watched their shows and get very bored.
Well,
flipping,
looks like I'm
going
to have to start watching TNA, because my, who I would say is my wrestling brother, debuted last Tuesday. So,
yes, he did.
Yeah, so support him.
Moose, thing about it was, he got a huge pop, and they put him in a major angle with the champ, which is Bobby Lashley. And I'm like, wow, that's just pushing him. They're shoving his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of good to see, because eventually, you know, they're going to face each other in the main event. But when's the last time you see two brothers fight each other in the main event on a wrestling show?
And can we just say how amazing it is that out of the top three pro wrestling companies in the country, like in the country right now, two out of three have black champions?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that until you just said it. Yeah? Hey,
heavyweight champions.
On that one.
Like they're the top of the top.
Yeah, and I think that's about the best you're going to get because Vince ain't never going to make a brother of him be champion. So
exactly.
Exactly. And I'm going to drop the mic. But let's take this. Oh, let me say, have you guys got anything else to say about the draft? Or
well, did anybody watch the Cruiserweight?
Yeah, the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yes,
amazing.
Yes, while we're there. Thank you for bringing that up. I went on record saying I'm not a real big fan of the flippy flag type of wrestlers, the Cruiserweight, but I have to say, I sat here with an open mind and I watched it. And I thought it was a great show. And kudos to Cedric Alexander. He did very well. He did very well.
Yes.
His brother dropped weight. His match was, I think, maybe the best match on that show. And it makes me look forward to watching the rest of it and see how it all plays out. Excellent. Now, I got to give WWE props on that. It was excellent. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah, he all right. I'm very proud of him. He definitely showed up and did his thing. I'm very proud of him.
Yes. I've said that there are a lot of stars out of here. If you do not know these guys, please go research them and look them up. Follow their work outside of, you know, what they're doing now in WWE. But I said there will be some signings from, you know, this batch of guys. And I'm just so proud of Triple H and whoever is with him and making the decisions that there have been some signings already. You had Ibushi, Kota Ibushi, and Metalik, they signed deals already. So I'm looking for Cedric Alexander to probably get a deal. And the person that he wrestled in his match, I'm just really excited. I'm really excited to see Tozawa and Brian Kendrick. So I'm just pumped for this every Tuesday. Every Wednesday.
Wednesday, right after NXT, right?
Yes.
And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, NXT, kudos to that. Nakamura, Finn Balor, tore the house down.
Yes.
Excellent match. And Monza, we can, if anybody's going to watch NXT this week coming, Nakamura challenges Samoa Joe. That's going to be a classic again. Mm-hmm. Nakamura, I'm slowly becoming a Nakamura mark. Every match he's having, he's putting on excellent shows, and I can appreciate
Well,
that.
Somebody should have been listening to me from last year when I told you, and I was touring with New Japan and Ring of Honor, and I got to sit ringside and watch this guy, and I told you, there's a Japanese dude that's like the wrestling Michael Jackson. And that's what he reminds me of. He's like the wrestling Michael Jackson. He is an entertainer. And he's like, No, Nakamura is an entertainer.
Did I
and
just
he wrestles
say I gave the props? I just gave him props.
I'm just saying,
you say all that.
To me last year when I brought that up. He's
Now, every match he's had has been like, damn. and the crowd's really into him. And what sucks is if you, like, read the rules of the draft, six NXT stars can be drafted.
Yeah.
I hope they don't touch him.
Right.
Let him stay in NXT and continue to do what he's doing in NXT. Don't put him on the main roster yet. Or don't put him on the main roster. Well, I bet he has to move up. But don't put him on the main roster yet, because I don't want to see him with the pandas and the ponies and the... You just let him continue to put on great wrestling matches and do what he's doing in NXT, because he's kicking ass, and it's going to improve your ratings and maybe help sell more prescriptions to your network. That's how good this cat is. But it's just, it's like, when I see that they were going to move six NXT stars, I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And believe me, we talked about this a while ago, how many of the NXT stars were going to get, how bad they were going to rob NXT. And they're about to rob them. So I hope they do sign some of these guys from this cruiserweight thing, because you're going to have to replenish what you're taking.
Yeah, but that just leaves room for more people, because I'm glad, you know, WWE is finally looking at independent wrestling instead of just like, oh, let me create a machine. Like Roman Reigns. Like, he didn't have a wrestling background. He played football. Here he comes. He was the champion. Like, they created a machine. Same with the women. The women, like, the Bella twins. They had no wrestling background whatsoever. And they tried to make them, like, the top divas of divas. But now they're looking at independent wrestling and saying, look, there are stars out here that have been busting their butt for years. And they're giving them a chance. You gotta thank Triple H for that.
Yeah. It's his baby. It's his baby. But let's move on. We're gonna take another commercial break, then we're gonna come back with a couple movie reviews, and then we'll take it on home from there. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 29.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply simply have some questions. Please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Stay driven. Stay driven. I just threw that out there. Welcome back. Think Jack's Hard Talk, Volume 29. And we're going to do a couple of movie reviews. Faye, I don't know if you saw it, and at least I know you haven't. I saw The Purge.
Not a fan.
Did you see it?
Not a fan. No.
Okay. Well, I saw it. I'm a fan. Me and my daughter, that's our thing. We like movies like that. We're a little sick like that. But we have a rating system from 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. You know, booties. We call it Big Daddy's booties. So I would have to... She's cracking up. I would have to give The Purge a 3 as far as booties, because it was the exact copy of the second movie and not even as violent. So it was really political, and I understand you got to throw a story in there and you got to make it political and it's been a next year and blah, blah, blah. You know, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. By the way, a lot of Republicans are not going to the Republican Party. They're pulling out of it because, you know, Trump's getting nominated and a lot of them don't agree with it. But I just threw that out there. See that on the news today. But it was a decent movie. I think a couple of funny one-liners here and there. Pretty much the same as 2. And I was kind of, I'm not going to say I was really disappointed, but I was kind of like, maybe I could have waited. And the other movie we wanted to critique was Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Felicia, you go first.
Okay, well, I think going into Ghostbusters, you know, most of us are true fans of the originals, the original four guys, and, you know, the whole soundtrack in the 80s. When we heard that there would be a remake, we were upset. And then when we heard that there would be a remake of all women, for some reason, we were all upset as well. And I am willing to, you know, recant my feelings and apologize, because these four ladies were amazing. The movie was great. It was funny. They weren't, you know, trying to be the original movie so much, and it just worked. They had, without giving too much away, they had a lot, if not mostly all, of the original cast somewhere in the movie. They did change the music a little bit. But shout out to Chris Hemsworth, Thor. He was really hilarious in the movie.
I gotta go see it now.
He was really funny in the movie, and it was just a really good movie. There will definitely be a number 2, and I look forward to that. And they better put Bobby Brown's song in there, because I will be excited. But I don't know about Big Daddy, but I give the Ghostbusters remake 4 Big Daddy booties.
And here's my opinion. And I have to go right along with what Felicia just said. I went into it with an open mind, but I'm already thinking, when they first said they were redoing it, I'm like, please let this go. I'm a fan of the original, too. Then when I heard it was an all-women cast, I'm like, oh, Lord, no. And then when I saw who it was, I'm like, oh, God, this is going to really suck. And then I saw the first preview trailer. So I'm like, oh hell, this is really gonna suck. Then I went to go see it, and I have to recap my statement. It was a very good movie. It was put together well. These four women really got along. Like, their timing was excellent through the movie. Nothing really bad to say. Only one thing after I watch the movie, and I sit back and I think about it, and I say, okay, they could have did a little better with. The only one thing I had was the villain's motivation. I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but they didn't really elaborate on his motivation and why he's trying to do what he's trying to do. But looking past that, it was a great movie. Yeah, Thor did a very good job. Anybody, especially women out there that love him, you're going to love him in this movie. He was funny, and he was really funny. And I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, you're going to love him in this movie. Really.
Say left. It sounds like Say already went out the door to go see him. Where you at?
What happened to you? Did you already buy your tickets on Fandango and you run it out there?
Hey, you said Thor was in it? Hey, that's all I needed to know. I'm there tonight.
He has some dance moves on him. Yes.
Yeah, he was dancing around.
My mouth just started watering. He makes everything moist. I love him.
That's enough. Okay, yeah. You guys are funny. But yeah, I'd give it a four. I'd give it a four booties. Because it was good. It was
why
good.
Booties,
it was definitely,
though? Like, why?
I don't know why we said booties. It just said booties. I like booty. Anyway, four. Very good. Highly recommend it. And I got to apologize if you're listening. Sid Witherspoon in boxing and said, if he recommended it, I'm like, oh. I said to Felicia, if Sid, if this is a bad movie, I'm going to cuss Sid out. And I can't cuss him out because it wasn't a bad movie. As much as I would love to, he was right.
No, we can do that anyway, though.
Yeah, I cuss him out about something else.
Yeah, we don't need a reason.
So the next movie we'll be reviewing, Felicia, you're going to go see Lights Out, right?
I am going to see Lights Out this weekend. I love the scary movies. Last scary movie I saw was The Conjuring 2, and it was scary. So Yes, it was.
No, I'm good on scary movies. Y'all can have that.
And the next movie I'm going to go see, you can call me a nerd all you want. I really don't care. I'm going to go see Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to have to go by myself because I can't find anybody to go with me.
Yep, that
but
is right.
What? I don't care.
Hey, I saw.
I like Star Wars,
well,
Star Trek,
like
whatever.
Weekend.
I'm that type of dude.
Hey, I saw a movie this past weekend too.
What'd you say?
I got the hookup on BET.
I would give that a negative one booty.
Right. It's a ghetto classic. It was about when the UPS man went to the wrong neighborhood and dropped off cell phones to Master P and his little brother, and they got legal service, and everybody in the hood had cell phones.
Yes, I saw that movie in the 90s, and it was very bad. Extremely bad. Very extremely bad. It was Master P and A.J. Johnson. I think he was in it too.
Something like that. I don't remember the short man. The short, goofy one.
Yeah, A.J. Johnson. He was Kevin Hart before Kevin Hart was Kevin Hart. But Kevin Hart is now on top of the world where A.J. Johnson might be saying you were fried with that. But,
oh, dang.
That's just how it is. All right, ladies. I have a quick relationship question I want to throw out there to you ladies, and then we're going to wrap it up. It's not really a relationship. I guess it is a relationship question. A friend of mine had posted something on Facebook, and it was a meme that had these brothers with these fat white women and saying these brothers will chase these women meanwhile. And then at the end of the picture, it was these five sisters with these white guys and saying, why the white men are snatching up your treasures, you brothers ain't going after trash. And I'm reading this, I'm like, that's kind of harsh. And I wanted to ask you two sisters, do y'all really feel that way when y'all see a black man with a white woman or maybe a heavy white woman? Like, do y'all think, like, he could find his plenty of sisters out here, he could date, why is he with a white woman? Do y'all really still think that, or that's just something that somebody threw out there, or that's just an old feeling from back in the day, or are we past this? I just want to get y'all opinion.
I really don't want to give my opinion on this. I'm
right. I'll give my sub opinion, but I do have a main opinion. But my sub opinion, to be honest, any woman that I feel is not, you know, keeping up on herself, whether it be, you know, how she looks or, you know, how she carries herself, I'm sitting here bitter and angry because I don't have, you know, like a significant other per se, but it kind of bothers me that I feel guys do go for easier women or, you know, the bad bitch or, you know, ooh, look at that ass or whatever, and I'm just sitting here, you know, a 10 and nobody's coming up to me. But I was told that it's my personality and attitude, so apparently you can't have a brain or you won't get approached. I'm just saying.
Yeah, basically, that's how people feel.
I know I took it a little bit.
I'm gonna put it this way, and this is why I kind of didn't even want to like make an opinion on it. But I'm just tell you like
no,
a little quick story
good,
about
talk.
One
you
time.
Give your opinion.
One time, when I was on the road last year with the guys, and one of the guys that's like he's one of my brothers on the road, and he was like he prefers white women, which is fine. You know, I wanted to go into detail about it because he's a brother. So I'm like, why do you prefer white women? He's like, honestly, they're easier to get. If I'm going to date a black woman, she got to look like Sanaa Lathan. Then, like, or just got to be extreme, or Gabrielle Union. I'm extremely beautiful. But I don't have the patience for the arguing and the nagging. So I'd rather just get any type of white woman that will choose me. And I don't care what they look like. That was his, and he was dead serious about that too. like there was no joking. He was dead serious about that. He felt like, because I'm put it this way, especially with, I'm not gonna say my generation, but yeah, kind of my generation. I would say 89 and above. They're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like confrontation. I think majority of men born in 89 and 90s babies, 2000 babies, I think they're all stupid as hell, like, for one. And they feel entitled for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know whose fault that is, but they feel like that women should approach them. Nobody courts anymore.
Mm.
I think that's the main issue. And we were taught by, I know I was taught by my father, Felicia, I know you were probably taught by your father or a male figure in your family, that men should court you.
Yeah.
I'm not chasing after no guy. I never have. I never will. But these guys now feel like that they should be chased after, and I don't know what it is about Caucasian women, but Caucasian women, what they want, they go get. as, but, you know, I would say some majority of African-American women are taught that you don't chase no man.
Mm-hmm. And can I just say, you know, this grass is greener on the other side mentality, it has to stop. A woman is a woman. Our hormones are the same. Our, you know, inner workings of our, you know, organs and whatever is down there are the same. You are going to get drama and a mouth and issues from any color woman.
Yep.
So that needs to stop. You will be rudely in for a rude awakening if you think that, oh, a white woman is not going to give me, quote unquote, drama and mouth, because you will get it.
Yeah, especially.
Okay. Now, I sat here quiet. And I listened to both of you. I heard you both out. And I agree with both your opinions. Now, let me get mine. Okay? We agree. I'm going to get mine now. Dated white women. I dated black women. I have no problem with either or. Now, my feeling on this is not, I know a lot of brothers that think the exact way the person you were talking about, Faye, that feel that way, that I don't want to, you know, mess with a black woman, you're going to get an argument, you're going to get this attitude, that attitude. And, Valicia, you had said it too. And my thing is, I have no problem with that. Okay, I'm trying to word this just right. I want a strong woman. I don't mind a woman that is going to give her opinion. Don't punk me. You can give your opinion. You can have your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. I appreciate your opinion. I like a smart woman. You should be smart. You should be strong. You should be able to, you know. And my thing is, I just don't want to mess with no woman who's going to cuss me out in public, who's going to just that and forth, and that could be either white or black.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with what you said, Felicia. A white woman, you might get a certain white woman that will cuss you out in public the same way a sister did. And that's where I just want a woman that knows that if we're in a relationship and we get married, that I'm the head of the house. You have your opinion, and you are the woman of the house, but I'm the man, I'm the head of the house, and this is the way it's going to go. And it is what it is. And anybody, and my whole thing with that beat that bothered me was that you picked the worst of the worst pictures to put up of a skinny brother with some big old fat nasty woman, and then like, you didn't really have to go that far with it. Because it was just a bit much. I have a close friend of mine, and I don't want to mention his name, who is married to a white woman, and he's having just as many problems with her if he would have married his sister. Matter of fact, I think he's going through worse. And he's having his problems, but that's who he married, and you can't really control who you fall in love with. But I have no problem as far as being the brother. And like I said, and I'm not stable to just dating light-skinned women, just dating white women. And I have dated my fair share of light-skinned women and white women, but that's just a preference that I have. It's nothing to do with them arguing, fussing, this, that, and the fourth. As long as you're strong-minded, and I know that you would have my back the same way I would have your back, I have no problem. And that's all I want a woman. I want a woman that was a ride or die. That if I'm down, you got my back.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? White, black, Latino, Asian, whatever. When it's all said and done, you got to have my back the way I got to have your back. And that's where I'm at with that. But I totally agree with y'all opinions. And we, as black men, we got to get away from that, because there's plenty of beautiful sisters out here that we're passing up because, you know, she won't let you run game there.
Yeah.
And that's something
like,
that us brothers got to get away from, is trying to run game on women.
Yeah.
Like, it comes to a point where, especially when you get to be older, it comes to a point where you got to grow up.
And I also feel like it's like trend. Like, people feel like it's trendy to date outside their race when it shouldn't be trendy. Like, you should like that person because you actually like that person. Don't like that person go because she Asian and she got a fat ass, or she white and she got a fat ass. Like, that type of woman that, like is a why is that a trend? That's, in a way, disrespectful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But here we go. And here we go again. What you were saying about guys who, you know, born around 88, 89, 90, or whatever, they grew up watching TV, and that's all they see on TV was a bunch of ass on TV. And people are like, oh, damn, she got fat ass. Look at the ass on that. And then when they grow up, that's what they want. Look, they're not looking at her mind. They're not looking at the fact that she's educated. They're looking at the fact that she got a fat ass with some big ass titties.
And I know older guys like that too. I know guys who are, you know, pushing 40 and up, just like that. I don't know why, but maybe it's a midlife crisis type thing. Maybe they're insecure. I don't know, but get it together.
And it doesn't help any, sisters, if you're listening, that every time I go on my news feed on Facebook, all you see is a bunch of sisters bent over and put their ass in the screen for you to see.
Stop clicking like. Stop clicking like then.
Exactly.
They're going to keep putting out what you respond to. You know what I mean?
But if you, if you stop putting it out there, I ain't got no reason to.
No. Let them know that that's not what you want. Just like if we as women want better men, we have to put ourselves out there better. We have to represent ourselves better. It goes both ways. Let them know that you don't want that type of woman. But guess what? That is what you guys want. It's not what you need, but it's what you want.
Yeah, I know.
Don't
I get paid for mine, so that's
how it matters. You know, these women are putting up half-naked bodies, and they're getting 300 likes. You know, modest girls are putting up nice pictures, you know, and they're getting, what, 20 likes. I don't understand. That's why that whole system needs to go away, the like and all that. Just take it away.
Like, I could put something up that shows my intelligence, and nobody will care. Nobody will care. But let me put a picture out of me in a bikini, and I'm getting 600 likes and all these
absolutely
comments. And all, but I just showed you my, like, I'm intelligent too. Like, I'm getting my MBA, and nobody gave a shit. Like, nobody cares.
I care, Faye. I care.
Thank you. But let me put up a picture for one of my photo shoots or like one of my posters or something, and everybody and their daddy want it.
But can I ask you this, you know, what is the motivation behind posting it too? Because I know I like attention. So if I post
for
a
me,
picture of me looking nice, you know.
For me, every picture that I post, I sell.
Right.
So if you want it, all I got to do is get it printed out, or or the photographer already paid me to take those pictures. So regardless, I get paid. That's my motivation.
Right, and if these people are clicking like, you know, they should buy it as well.
Yep, and then some of them do.
And don't look here.
you know, I can say it like this, and then we'll wrap it up. But it's always, and what I'm about to say is a little harsh, but it's always going to be some thirsty niggas out there, and it's always going to be thirsty niggas that's going to be on social media wanting to see TNA. So as long as these people are out there, they're going to continue to do what they do and not necessarily try to see the inner beauty or the mind of a sister that's educated, that has something, and they're now going to see that. All they're thinking about is just, oh, look at these, look at this, look at that. And on the flip side of that, I could post a scripture, and I do post scriptures quite often, nobody says anything. But if I post or if I share that same picture of the TNA, or if I post something of me at a game doing something stupid, then that'll get a bunch of likes or a bunch of hits, or people are sharing this, that, and the fourth. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And we just got to come together as people and say, like, all right, this is enough of this. We got to stop. And that's one of the reasons why reality TV is so big, especially like the VH1 shows, because of you go watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and that's how you see a bunch of women walking around half naked, tight shit on or whatever. They're walking back and forth, and they fight, and dragging each other across the ground, and it breaks with sex sells. Guys are horny. It is what it is. So on that note, we're going to wrap this show up. Ladies, I want to thank you both for calling in. I want to thank you both for helping me with this show. It's our show, and I want to thank you both. You guys are great. I love you both. Say
you
have great dates come up.
We love you.
Say you have any dates that's coming up that you want to mention or anything like that?
Nothing I can think of right now. I think my brain hurts, so I got a lot of stuff going on. Not going to lie.
And, Felicia, you got any last words?
Just stay cool and hydrated, people. It's going to be another little mini heat wave this week, so drink water.
Okay. And,
look at her, Karen.
I ask you both to continue to keep my family in prayer. Anybody out there that's listening, continue to keep my family in prayer. I have some good news. My mother-in-law will be home Wednesday.
Yay. Oh, wow.
So she, she had a heart surgery. She's now in rehab now, but she will be home Wednesday. They say she's doing fine. They pulled the staples out today. Everything is going good. My sons, both my sons are leaving to go to college on Friday.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, just keep your prayers with them because they're going to be traveling. And, you know, both of them are going to be on the road Friday. It's a 4.5-hour ride, 5-hour ride up. And, you know, especially if you keep the little one in prayer because, you know, this is his first year of college. And that's when people tend to screw up. So, keep them prayed up. And keep me in prayer. Felicia, you already know the issues. They probably don't know. I have been having issues with my incision on my leg. I have it wrapped now. I have to go to a wound specialist to help me close this thing on my leg. And I have to go there tomorrow. I went there Friday. They looked at it. They wrapped it a certain way and did some stuff to it. I'm going tomorrow to see how the progress went. Prayerfully, the progress went well. And we can continue to do that to close this hole in my leg. If it did go well, they're going to come up with other options that I really don't know. And doctors don't always know what they're talking about. And I'm going to leave that there. Because the doctor was telling me to do one thing and he's telling me to do the wrong thing. And that's why the hole was still open on my leg. So, that's the story for another time. Like I said, thank you both. And I'm going to end it with, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And no one unrighteous, no, not one. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who shall believe in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life, sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. There are three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson and Big Daddy that make things happen. God bless you all. See you next week for our 30th show. Yes.
Oh, wow.
30th show. So, we're going to recap on a couple of things that we talked about in the past. We're going to have some fun next week. I'm trying to get somebody to call in. I don't want to let it go yet. It might be special if they call. So we're going to hold it.
All right.
Pin in that one. So 30 shows in. Bless you all. Have a good night. Like Felicia said, beat the heat. Keep an eye on the elderly. Stay hydrated. Don't exercise at 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Be safe out there, people. The heat is no joke. God bless you all. And have a good week.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.